I certainly, you know, as a manager, we understand the criticism and everything that comes with not winning games or whatever it is. But I think it's important that people also give balance to the fact that, you know, we never, with all due respect, came in and inherited a team that it was at the top of the league or a team that was challenging them in playoffs. Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, I think from the last December, the team had won 7 games out of 27 to the end of the last season. So, and obviously there's been a lot of talented players that's left within that with huge money. So we knew it was a huge job to do. But that won't deter us from the fact that we also know that we can bring that stability, look to get that platform. And then there's got to be, as I've said before, I've stressed this umpteen times, at the right time there's got to be that investment to kick this club back to where we all want to be. I mean, there was £200 million spent in the Championship by teams looking to improve their team every year. We, since last January, I think we've sold players to the value of £20 million. So, of course, that's going to have an effect. But when all said and done, nobody's hiding behind that. We know that we can, you know, go and get performances and get results that, and points that, that we all need and crave. And we'll look to do that. We'll look to bring that stability, keep the club safe, which we'll do, and then look to really mount, I think, build and mount a challenge for next year.
Can you understand, Owen, at this moment in time, we spoke to you after the game on Boxing Day, can you understand how your comments after the game about a section of supporters could have upset quite a few of them? Because that's what we're hearing from Blackburn Rovers fans, who you felt that a section that were there were not there positively to support the team.
No, what I said after the game was that if you don't like the owners or you don't like the manager, you don't like this or that, then of course that's their opinion. Nobody has an issue with that. What my point was that when you're coming, whether it be home or away, come and support the team. That's what I said. And I said that consistently. Now, if people want to construe other things from that, then ultimately that's up to them. But all I've ever said is that come and back the supporters. I had a young Ryan Nyambi playing out there the other day, a kid who's, I think, got a chance of having a good career. And all you want is that, you know, and again, you know, I said there was a large, you know, group that came and they backed the team through thick and thin, and I've said that consistently. So, again, if people want to take umbrage about that, or then ultimately that's up to them. But that was not my point. My point was come, support your team, get behind the players. And if, you, again, you're unhappy with one or two, then of course that's the case. But always keep backing your players. And that's why I said consistently. I've said that from day one. So ultimately, if people have got something else that they think about that, then really that's up to them.
In terms of the start to the games that you've had recently, how do you get the players out of that mindset, Owen, that you've not got started from minute one in games of late?
I think there's been games that we probably have started reasonably well, but we've found ourselves taking the first goal, and that then leads you to playing catch-up. So I think there's merit in that. But, of course, the answer to that is make sure that you're the team that gets the first goal and be in the ascendancy. So that's, as I said, as a group of players, what they've got to understand, the mentality of being in front. Because performance-wise, the performance haven't been bad, but when all said and done, whether they're good, bad, and indifferent, if you don't pick up the points, you leave yourself wide open to criticism. And again, you know, we've had that from day one, and we'll pick ourselves up and we'll go again.
Do you have to do anything differently day to day to say, lads, we've got to stop this? What do you do from a coach's perspective, Owen? I've no idea. I'm not a coach. What do you do in terms of how do you go about stopping conceding soft goals?
Well, ultimately, you go in the training ground and you continue to show, obviously, where, as you've mentioned, we've lost a soft goal, where we can change that. And again, a number of that has been down to like an individual mistake. So it's changing that individual mistake and making sure that whoever is understanding, well, I can do that differently. And I think that's the key to it. I mean, this league changes very quickly, as we know, and we're the only ones that can affect that on the field. And that's what we have to do. We have to make sure we're ready to go, make sure we're ready to change that and turn those steady enough performances, but turn them into points. And by turning them into points, you start moving where you want to be.